Blog Talk Radio.
Muscle aches, rashes.
To find an answer.
Hair loss. I'm so tired.
You need to ask your doctor the right question.
Could I have lupus?
For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Good evening. Welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And I'm on Instagram now. Lots of cool pictures. Tag me in a picture. You might win a prize. You guys know I give away movie tickets and CDs and Starbucks gift cards. The other day, somebody just won tickets to see Cedric the Entertainer. So you better follow. You better Instagram. You better post. Whatever you got to do so you can get some freebies. But I want to say thank you for following and listening past 820,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you so much for your support. I really hope you've enjoyed the shows and learned some important information. Well, tonight I am so blessed. I've been able to speak with so many wonderful people over the years. Well, tonight a wonderful actress, many of you know her from Soul Food. She was in Daddy's Little Girls, recently in The Under Shepherd with Isaiah Washington. She was Chris Rock in 2 Days in New York. And now she's going to be in and produce Marry Me for Christmas on Up TV Network. Good evening, Melinda Williams.
Hello, Joy. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm at the same time a little sad. Right before we started, we both talked about Nelson Mandela. And I don't want to use the whole show to talk about him, but I do want to broach what you just tweeted about, you know, what does freedom mean to you? And I will ask you that. What does freedom mean to you?
Wow. You know, such a small word with such, you know, huge implications. It you know, literally right now in my life, I'd say for the past year and a half, it's literally been the theme for me. It's been the overwhelming theme for me. Like, I just want freedom. I want to feel free. And that to me means that I can feel the freedom to be who I am, to live my truth, to go where I want to go, to do what I choose to do, and just to be myself. That's what freedom represents to me. And then that, you know, so many things follow when you're living your truth and being yourself and feeling the freedom that you are able to feel.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, I agree. The freedom, one of the things Nelson Mandela, I think, taught us is that you may not be able to move around, but you can still be free. You can be free in your mind, and people cannot control your mind. They can take away your space and your home, his family, all the things they took away from him, and yet he was still free. He was still able to be free in his mind, and that, I think, is one of his powerful legacies and something that we need to all grasp on, because we don't all have big houses. We don't have money to travel and go to Paris and Cuba or wherever we're going to go. You know, we don't have the clothes, maybe all the clothes we want. And even then, people who have that can still feel stifled.
Well, this is true, and this is one of the things, one of the principles I teach my son. You know, I say you can have things, you can know many people, you can have a great career, but if somebody has a hold of your mind, you really have nothing. You have the freedom in your mind. There is nothing you can't do. There is no place that you can't go in your imagination. I mean, that is the ultimate thing. So you're absolutely right. We were talking earlier about, you know, Nelson Mandela has all these sort of profound, and I mean deeply profound, quotes and sayings, and, you know, just principles that he lived by and believed in. And, you know, whenever I hear them, I just literally, I get goosebumps thinking about them and hearing them.
Well, one of the quotes I was looking at, because I did, like I said, I was on my mind to talk about it. This quote is from July 14, 2000, and Nelson Mandela says, "It is never my custom to use words lightly. If 27 years in prison have done anything to us, it was to use the silence of solitude to make us understand how precious words are and how real speech is and its impact on the way people live and die." And I think that kind of pushes me because I use words a lot. You know, I've been doing this for almost 5 years, and you are a performer. You use words to, you know, relay messages to the world in fiction and nonfiction and so on. And now producing, you really have even more control over the word. What do you hope to spread through the world with your production and your acting? What words do you hope to spread and touch people with?
Well, I'll tell you something, and, you know, thank you for sharing that quote, because that, again, it gave me, you know, chills. One of my very favorite quotes from Nelson Mandela is when he says, if you talk to a man in his language, in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that, I'm sorry, if you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart. And the reason why, one of the reasons it's so profound to me is because as an actress, yes, we use words, but what we're almost always trying to convey through our words and through our actions is an emotion that touches people's hearts. So one of the things that I want to do through, you know, not just the projects that I work on as talent, but as the projects that I produce and stories that I tell, is to touch people's hearts, because I believe that there's healing in that.
Definitely. And let's make that a segue into the Up TV network show that you are acting in, but many people may not realize you are also the executive producer, and that's coming up on Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it's also going to be at 9 and 11 on Up TV Network. And you're performing, but you're also producing. So talk to me about this producing, because a lot of people know about your acting, but what does it mean to be executive producer? What does that mean? Because a lot of people may not be sure what that means.
Yeah, it means everything. It means everything. It means, you know, well, first of all, to me, I'm so excited because it just is, you know, a really wonderful, natural transition into the next phase of my career. And I've been, you know, a lot of people probably don't know about me is that I've been in this business, I don't know if I want to date myself, but
30, oh, you're younger than me. You can date yourself.
Yeah. Okay, well, put it like this. I've been in the business since I was a child, and I've been in the business over 30 years. So there's so much information to gather, and, you know, I didn't realize that all this time I've been watching and learning and listening and gathering all this information. And so at this point, it's like, you know what, it's sort of time now to start being a producer. And what it means is that you pull people together, you lend your name, you start creating projects that, you know, speak to the message that you're trying to put out there. So I think that's probably at the foremost of what my responsibility is as a producer. One of the other things.
Do you like that more? Do you like it more than acting? Do you think you ever, like, stop acting and just do producing or directing?
I don't think so. I mean, I think my first love is acting. Absolutely. I mean, I was an actress before I was an actress. I think producing is simply a way to be able to tell the stories that resonate with me and resonate with those that are important to me. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that you can't do anything in this business, and I mean anything in this business, without a support group, without a team, without a squad of people.
Mm-hmm,
and
definitely.
So as a producer, I understand, listen, you know, when you pull together a team, when you pull together a support group, you're going to need all those people who bring all their individual gifts to make this whole thing work collectively. That's part of what I love about producing. It's not just it makes it concrete and clear that we're all working as a team.
You need a team. I mean, you can't know everything, but a good leader, as a good executive producer, you're going to spot somebody who has that specific talent and put them in the right spot. You know what I mean? Whether it's the cameraman or the stylist or the actor, the executive producer, you have that ability. A good executive producer, I believe, you know, has that ability to get the right director, get all these right pieces and put them together. Somebody couldn't see that. Somebody else wouldn't be able to see that. You know what I mean? They don't have that skill set.
Well,
but I think an executive producer...
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that comes also from, you know, the experience of, like I said, being in the business so many years, I almost kind of know what everybody's job is. I don't necessarily mm-hmm. think I could do everybody's job, but I do know what everybody is supposed to be doing. I'm working with this amazing production company, Swirl Films, and these guys, they just, you know, we literally shot Marry Me for Christmas in 8 days. Okay, now let me
wow.
get you
some.
Yeah.
I know what that means because I've done commercials 16 hours
okay.
on the set, you know, getting the overtime, and that was a 30-second commercial.
Well, let me tell you something. Normally, when you shoot a film like that, you're going to at least be on it for, at least 20, 30 days. We shot this in 8 days, which means every single person, cast, crew, producers, everybody, network, everybody had to be efficient and on their game. So, it was really, and on top of all that, we had so much fun making this, like, the further I go in my career, the more fun it becomes. This was like play.
Really? That's good.
Like play
That's
time.
Good.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Great.
Well, let me mention some of the people. You are working with Brad James, Victoria Rowles on there, Tamara, LaShawn Bass, Karan Riley. And talk to the audience a little bit about your character on Marry Me for Christmas.
Okay. I play an ad executive. Her name is Marcy Jewell, and she runs her own ad agency, which, you know, I kind of based it on my sister. My sister is in the publicity and PR, and she runs her own firm.
Okay.
And she's just, you know, she's just a lady bulldog. I had a very close reference to sort of refer back to, but her name is Marcy Jewell, and she's very ambitious. And, you know, she's on the career path. She's not really thinking about getting married or having babies. She's really on the career path trying to grow her business and, I think, prove something to her family. And she hasn't, you know, since she's been working, she hasn't been home in a while. And she gets an opportunity to go home. I don't want to say opportunity because, you know, it's basically she's kind of, you know, guilted or forced into going home for Christmas. And but she doesn't want to hear from her very strong family matriarch and the women in her family, so she takes someone home with her and just sort of poses him off as her her beau, her fiance, just a whole bunch of things that go down. And it's really fun. It's very fun, very light. It's very romantic. It's not really a drama. I would say it's a dramedy, but more on the
yeah. I would say that too. Well, we have some callers. I know they're itching to speak with you. I also have a friend. I won't say his name, but you have many fans, and he's very smitten with you. I will use that word. But let me get this caller here.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for calling. You're calling from 609 area code.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, what's your name?
I'm Tahir Register. I live in New Jersey.
Yes,
and,
you do, 609.
Yes, I do. This is actually a business number. I'm from 973, Newark, New Jersey, but this is a business number I'm using to call.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a question for her?
I know you know I'm from Jersey, yeah?
I do. She posted on Facebook that she wanted to talk about freedom, and I really just wanted to know, as far as entertainment and you know, film and movies and things like that, how do you feel media plays a part in freedom for African American race?
Good question. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tahir. I think how does the media play into the freedom part, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, he's saying, are you saying, Tahir, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Could you just clarify a little bit more? She was just saying, you're saying, does the media give African-Americans freedom? Or?
I was saying, how do you feel media plays a part in the term freedom when considering that it's, you know, it's media, it's everywhere, television, film, people are looking at it. How do you think it plays
it's
a part
propaganda.
In the perception
yeah.
of freedom?
I mean, I guess it depends on where you're looking. I guess it depends on what type of media you're consuming, because there's freedom media, there's prison mentality, if you will, media. I mean, there's all sorts of media. That's why I think I'm kind of trying to figure out what you're getting at. Is it specific to African Americans, or is it specific to performers? Or I'm not sure what you're asking. Do you think are you asking about specifically like things that are going on in countries who are warring? I'm not sure what you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Tahir, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Could you hear her? Could you hear her?
Yeah, it's more so about America and African Americans and how we're portrayed on television versus the perception that young kids or teens are getting from the television screen, seeing our people on television and how we're portrayed, what that does to our mentality versus what it means to actually and truly be free.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. That makes it much
more.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so you know, going back to my initial response when I said it depends on what you are consuming. It depends on, you know, everything is a choice. You can make the choice to turn the TV off. You can make the choice not to feed in or buy into negativity. I mean, in my opinion, there really is something out there for everybody. We all know there's ratchet TV. We all know there's positive TV.
Ratchet TV. Yes.
I mean, really. And I think
I
think it's on us what we choose to consume. I think that is a matter of choice, and therein lies the word freedom. It's on you. What you want to depict, what you want to consume, you know,
right.
They can depict something for everybody, but what you do with your eyeballs and your mind is your choice.
Is your choice. Let's take another question. You're calling from 706 area code. You have a question? Good evening. Hi. What's your name?
Nyada.
Okay, and you have a question for Melinda?
It's not really a question. It was like I saw her that she posted on Facebook about what freedom means to us and Nelson Mandela. And I know I learned in school all the stuff he did when I was younger. And it just saddened me today to hear about his death. And I see how far along that we have come as Black people. And it means a lot to me because he died for a purpose and a reason, and that he didn't leave this world regretting anything. That really meant
a lot. What do you plan on doing with what you've learned in school? Are you planning on helping freedom for your people, for your community? Do you have some plans in the future?
I would love to, because I'm only in ninth grade.
Okay.
I'm freshman in high school, so I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do.
Well, can I just
that's
say
okay.
This? Can I just say this to you? You know, just sort of going off of the statement that you made about Nelson Mandela, one of the things that Nelson Mandela does for me, and just the spirit of who he was, does for me, is that he reminds me that I can do anything. If he was fearless, I can be fearless. You know, when I go to make the choices in life that I make, whether it be an actress or a producer or a mother or whatever it is, whatever choice I make, sometimes I can defer back to someone like Nelson Mandela and think about what it is he went through and then go, wow, if he could be that strong, that's nothing. That's nothing that I have to make this choice. You know, so I think even if you study up a little bit more on him and look up who he actually was, I think you'll allow it to inspire you even more to make those decisions.
Definitely, definitely. There is no age too young that you can make an impact. Just the way you carry yourself, how you're doing well in school. You know, people are always watching you, and not in a creepy way, but just like, okay. And they sometimes start looking up to you, or later in life they say, wow, you know, I remember so-and-so, and it really made an impact, and that's why I chose to do this. So you can never be too young or too old to make an impact on your community or your cohort. Let's take another call. You're calling from 484 area code. You have a question?
Yes. Yes, I do. My name is Bill. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling in.
Hello. How are you, ladies? And just wanted to call in and say to Melinda, congratulations on your new project and all your endeavors. And again, really, rest in peace to Nelson Mandela. You know, for you know what happened today. But I don't want to take away just that, but I kind of like what you said to the last caller regarding fearless and just having the courage to just being, you know, to do what, to pursue your goals and just do whatever that it is that you want to do and just like not staying stagnant and being transitioned, just really transitioned and just from your evolution, Melinda, as an actress to producers, congratulations.
Thank you.
And much success to you. And had a quote about Nelson Mandela. It's kind of like inspirational. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave one is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear.
Thank you so much, Bill, for sharing that. That was a really lovely quote, and thank you for calling in tonight.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Wow, yeah, that's a serious quote there. You're going to be afraid in life, even to the young lady called early. You might be afraid to initiate something. I know you're only in the ninth grade, but that quote right there kind of speaks to being fearless and trying to move forward anyway, regardless of what's happening. You know, Melinda, I'm sure you've come against some resistance in the industry, either as being a woman, maybe being African-American, maybe being a mom. Can you talk about that? What resistance have you come upon in the industry, the entertainment industry?
You know, it's interesting because there are a few things that I sort of hear repeatedly. One of them is, what do you think about there not being enough roles for black actresses in Hollywood? And, you know, it never resonates with me because I go, well, I always work, so I think, you know, for me, there's always enough. But then that's always been a tenet that I've always applied in my life. Like, I don't live in lack. I always live in abundance. So I think it's also something that comes from within. Secondly, I've heard it's so funny. I've heard that that women who want to start families early in their career have been encouraged not to and to hold off and to wait. Well, you know, that's interesting because it's never been who I was. I always thought, listen, I'm going to start my family when I feel like starting my family because my family is more important to me than my career. Mm-hmm. My family comes first. My career will always be there. And as a result, I never put, you know, because I always felt like, listen, you'll never be rich enough. You'll never be, you know, you'll never be that thing that you are waiting for to start a family that is ever more important than starting a family. So that's how I've always felt from my, yeah. I've always felt never put off the things that are more important to you because money will always come. So, you know, I've heard those things, but I just sort of live by my own, you know, tune. I kind of set my own rules where that's concerned. And if I've heard it, I just sort of put it to the back of my mind and say, yeah, that might be true for somebody else, but it doesn't have to be true for me.
Well, I think the key word is abundance, having that mindset of abundance. There's enough for everybody. And I think even going back to Nelson Mandela, I hate to go back there, but in terms of abundance, he could see there was enough for the whites, there's enough for the blacks, there's enough for the, you know, anybody. There's enough out here. We just have to work together. And again, it goes back to your mind, having control over your mind. You know, that is one of the greatest powers that you have. Let's talk about the sexy men you have played with, okay? We got a little fun up in here, okay? Starting from
okay.
Soul Food, Darren DeWitt Hansen, girl, right? He was on the show. Isaiah Washington, he's been on my show also, very handsome man. And you toe-to-toe in the Under Shepherd. Toe-to-toe in the Under Shepherd. I got to give you props for that. You did not back down for Mr. Isaiah, okay?
And it was hard. It was hard. Because, you know, I said, Isaiah, be nice. Be easy. He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to be nice. I'm not going to be easy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he made me step up. Oh, he was so amazing.
Wow. Who else? Give me some dirt. I mean, I don't want to like dirt bad dirt, but you know, who's the comedian out of the men that you've played with? I know Chris Rock. I mean, he's a comedian, but somebody that we wouldn't think is comedic.
Oh, you know who is one of the funniest people? You're talking about men or women? Okay, first I got to tell
men,
you.
Men, and the men.
Okay, I'll tell you men. Darren DeWitt Henson is literally one of the funniest people I've ever met. Like, he literally will have me in stitches.
And oh, my God, seriously?
All the time. He is a nut job. Yeah, he's funny. He's funny.
Okay, yeah. And now who's the... Go ahead.
I was going to say funny and crazy, but funny.
Funny and crazy? Okay. Who's like a father figure? Was anybody like a mentor? Do you feel like people were mentoring to you in the business, maybe as a father type figure?
Hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
Or did you have more mentors as women? Did you have more women mentors? Or?
Yeah, mostly there were mostly women mentors, and I'm sure I could come up with some men who mentored me. Certainly Isaiah Washington. I wouldn't call him a father figure because he's not that old. But absolutely, he mentored me. He had lots of great advice for me, and just his example is very powerful. So, you know, I learn a lot by watching. I feel like really, you know, people's actions typically speak louder than their words anyway. So I tend to watch more than I actually listen.
Definitely.
Victoria Rowell. I just need to pause for Victoria Raoul. If you don't know who she is, Google her. Like, most people know her as
Victoria. You can listen to my interview. I did an interview. Look her up. Look up Joy Keys and Victoria Raoul. You can learn more about her. Trust me.
Okay.
She's has multi layers, like an onion on her. So, look her up.
She's my idol. I have met her before, but I had never worked with her. She plays my mother in Marry Me for Christmas. It comes on this Saturday on Up TV. I think it's December 14th.
17, 9, UpTV. And 11. Mm-hmm.
Yes. She plays my mother. And, you know, at first we were talking, one of my friends and I were talking, we were saying, wait a minute, how is Victoria Rowell? She's so fabulous and young. How is she going to play your mother? I said, well, I'm fabulous and young, too. So I guess I'll just give it for my mama, right? So, and true to form, she is, like I said, she's my new idol. I want to be her when I grow up. And who knew she was so funny? Who knew?
She's hilarious. Oh, my God. Definitely got to check out Up TV Saturday, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 11 p.m. Now, let's talk about your hair and your fabulous body. We can't get away. We're going to run out of time. You have some hair videos teaching women about how to take care of their hair. What's a tip that you can give tonight to women about how to take care of their hair, especially because you wear your hair short a lot?
Yes. I literally just finished cutting my hair probably like 10 minutes before I got off this call But, you know, I love the first thing I have to say is cut your hair, meaning keep it trimmed regularly. A lot of women don't like to cut their hair because they're trying to let it grow. But you know what? Healthy clipped ends is always going to net you faster growth and a more beautiful mane. I can't stress that enough. Get regular trimming.
Well, also it breaks off. People don't realize your hair is growing from your roots, but if you're not trimming it, it's breaking off at the ends. So it's growing, but it's breaking off. Right. And what about your
hair? Yeah, I have hair.
You stay in shape.
I've got these hair videos on YouTube, and it's youtube.com/Malin's World, where I just demonstrate, you know, because I went to cosmetology school out of high school. So my intention was to be in the beauty industry as opposed to become an actress. So when I got to Hollywood, it kind of was just like the acting took off and the beauty career sort of took a back seat. So that's one of my first loves too, beauty and doing hair, just cosmetology.
If I come out to California, you can cut my hair for me?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
I can cut whatever you need. I don't know.
All right.
You need.
Well, thank you.
Right. Well,
oh my gosh. So let's talk about
your
physique and how you stay in shape, because that's a big thing in the industry.
It is. And I have to be perfectly honest with you. There are some things that I do when I'm sort of trying to regulate and keep in shape. But I'll tell you what I started with. I started with good genes. I started with that. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
However, what I can do to enhance that is really all about my diet. You know, I don't really work out much. And mostly because when I my body remembers or falls into this shape very quickly, and when I'm working out, I tend to look a little strong, I guess. You know, I don't really care for big muscles. I just like, you know, nice little curves, nice little, you know, a little
oh, we know. We've seen you. We've seen your whole package, okay? The fellas is in love with you.
I cannot. Okay. Well,
you don't have to be bad. You got it. You wanted it.
Okay. That's how I like to present. But that mostly starts with diet. I keep, you know, breads and white rices and things like that off of my plate. I like to eat sweet potatoes. Not saying I won't have a burger and fries every now and then, and you know, kind of often, but I just regulate. I don't do it in excess. You know, for
that's
me,
that's
key.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Again, everybody, check her out and Marry Me for Christmas, Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 11 p.m. Eastern on UpDV Network. Also, follow her on Twitter, at Marlon's World on Twitter. You can also, she has a website, melindawilliams.com. She's on Facebook. Check her out, Exhale. We didn't get to talk about that, but check her out on the Exhale TV. She's doing so much. I don't even know how you balance it all. But blessings to you, to your family, and continued success. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Joy. It was a pleasure.
You have a great evening, okay?
I certainly will. You too. Take care. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in this evening. Again, check out Melinda Williams on Up TV and Marry Me for Christmas this Saturday, or follow her on Twitter. If you follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook, or tag me on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys, you might win a pair of movie tickets. You might win a Starbucks gift card. You might win a book. So I suggest you follow or tag me in something so that you can win. I just gave away tickets to see Cedric the Entertainer at the Keswick Theater. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Saturday I'll be speaking with the authors of Weight Broke the Wagon, three women, mothers over 40, all lost close to 200 pounds. Call in on Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, to learn their secret, Weight Broke the Wagon. Thank you again for tuning in.